You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. I hope you're doing well. I'm a little drunk, but we'll get through this together, okay? This is only my fifth time doing the intro to this, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, somebody get me a drink. So, as always, now this podcast, the website, everything else is paid for by me out of pocket or through contributions from viewers like you. So every little bit helps. My payment information are in the sticky post at the front of the website. Every little bit helps, so I appreciate all your help. Thank you. Anyway, so I posted something earlier tonight, prior to getting drunk, about what's his face, the faggot Tim, and his master Rex, who essentially attacked him the other night and raped. Well, I'm throwing the word rape around. It wasn't really rape, in my opinion, but basically attacked him in the middle of the night for the very first time, fucked him for the very first time. And now, I don't, if you haven't paid attention to that story on the website, it's been a developing thing. But essentially, I'm going to catch you up here, okay? Follow along. So Tim was formerly the faggot of another master, and this other master sold him to Master Rex, and he was transferred to Master Rex's house where he lives now, and Master Rex already had a previous faggot, so Tim would be the second faggot, living faggot, in Master Rex's house. The primary faggot is Devin, and so Tim was put into like a little small spare bedroom with a twin bed, and like that's where Tim stays. And every night Tim would he would listen to Master Rex fuck Devin and cunt him most nights, and very loud sex, very aggressive sex. And any other time, Devin was the primary faggot. So Devin did most of this direct service to Master Rex, and Tim was the secondary faggot, primarily just a domestic faggot. And Tim was getting frustrated because he was like, I want to be fucked and used by Master Rex just like Devin gets to. And it had gone on for a couple weeks after he was sold, and nothing was going on. And I kept telling Tim to just be patient, because it was pretty clear that Master Rex was working up to something, and but I didn't know it was gonna be this. So last Friday into Saturday, Tim was in bed asleep, and in the middle of the night at some point, Master Rex came into the room. I mean, Tim had noticed that Master Rex hadn't fucked Devin that night before bed like he usually does, and he just thought maybe Master Rex was taking the night off. Anyway, in the middle of the night, while he was sleeping, Master Rex crept into Tim's little spare bedroom and basically grabbed him, pulled him, you know, into position on the bed, woke him up out of a dead sleep, and basically forced his way into Tim's asshole and fucked the hell out of him, and like really aggressively, you know. And apparently, I mean, this is the kind of the first description of Master Rex's body that Tim ever provided, but apparently Master Rex is very muscular, very strong, and very well hung. And so he held Tim down, you know, on the bed, forced his way inside Tim, and then fucked him. And it, you know, Tim described it that it really hurt, you know, at first. Then, you know, as Master Rex started fucking him deeply, you know, into a second ring and was really pounding him, it began to feel really good for Tim, and he, you know, was cunted. So, you know, I've talked about cunting before, and you know, it's kind of a mysterious thing that happens inside a faggot when a cunting happens. And Tim, you know, began to go through the stages of cunting where he, you know, was feeling very, very good, and he was passing out and all that. And then Master Rex bred him, you know. And after Master Rex finished inside of Tim, he pulled out, you know, pulled Tim up, you know, made Tim, you know, suck his dick clean, and, you know, said, "Good faggot," or whatever, and, you know, "You're going to get it again just like this, you know, so be ready." So, anyway, so that was what happened to Tim. And, you know, I get a lot of shit from people who, you know, like to claim that I advocate for rape of faggots, okay? I don't advocate for rape of faggots. Like, I don't think that faggots should be raped, okay? And I know a lot of people would classify what happened to Tim as a rape. I'm calling it a rape for as a shorthand, mainly, because I don't know if I think that he was raped. That old saying about, oh, you can't rape the willing, right? Well, I'm not really going off of that. But what I am saying is that Tim is a faggot. He understands that his purpose is to serve. And he is the property of Master Rex, like it or not. And so, you know, it's Master Rex has the right to use his property however he wants, right? I don't know what it is inside of men that makes them need to take things and fuck those things that hard, that aggressively, that carelessly, that cruelly, but it's there, all right? It makes a part of the male sexual impulse. It's not pretty all the time, you know. Sometimes it can be really horrifying, okay? And I'm saying this as a victim of rape, of a rape, okay? It can be terrifying. And, you know, Tim doesn't seem to have the kind of after effects that I had after my rape, emotionally. Like, he was very grateful and very thrilled when he went to sleep that night, you know, with his master's cum inside of him, sore but satisfied, you know. So I don't really think that you can call it the same thing, but it was forced upon him. There was no choice. Whether Tim enjoyed it or not, he was going to get fucked that night. You know? And so it's a sticky area. You know, it's really a sticky area of hierarchical interaction there that a lot of us don't want to talk about. But I'm wanting to talk about these things because I think they're important, you know. And I'm curious about the faggots that are out there listening to this. Like, how would you react to that situation if an alpha, a god alpha like Master Rex, took you that way, you know? It's one of those things that I think all faggots have to be ready for, you know, because it's very real. It is part of our service to alphas, and we have to be ready to deal with the onslaught of a man who's in heat and who wants to take something, you know, who wants to express like this alpha rage that's inside of him. We, as faggots, we have to be ready for that, you know, and not be somebody that throws up the victim card really quickly, you know, when something seems to be really extreme, like what Master Rex did. It's not so black and white, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of gray in there. And we have to try to be nuanced in our approach and what is happening with our bodies, what's happening with us as people, individuals with agency in situations like that, you know, where agency is, in some respects, violated, you know. So, you know, Master Rex did what he needed to do to lay claim to Tim's body and soul, you know. And in fact, afterwards, he told Tim, "You're my faggot now." So to him, to Master Rex, this was a statement of ownership, a physical, very aggressive statement of ownership that Tim was happy to receive. In the moment, it hurt. It was scary. You know, it was forced upon him. But Tim, it made an impression on Tim. And this is where I usually get into trouble because, like, it's my opinion that faggots need to be taken this way. It takes a special type of alpha to take a faggot this way. And definitely not all men can do this. It's only the strongest alphas, the most powerful alphas that get away with this kind of stuff, who can take a faggot the way a faggot needs to be taken, and still retain the faggot's trust. You know, it's the truly elite alphas who can pull this kind of thing off. There's a test for you, okay? I do think that faggots need to be fucked this way. I kind of talked about it a little bit at the end of the article that I posted about this situation. You know, when faggots aren't fucked this way, when they aren't taken this way, they get almost kind of rebellious because they don't sense a pushback, a powerful pushback against them. It's only when an alpha exerts this kind of statement to a faggot, when an alpha climbs up on a faggot, holds it down, and fucks the living hell out of it very aggressively, you know, to almost the point of raping, you know, where it's just, this is my way. I'm the ruler of you. It's kind of the physical statement being made, but in a sexual form. When an alpha does that, the faggot understands in a primal way who the leader is. And this kind of thing is really, it's almost unique to the alpha faggot dynamic. Like, women don't necessarily need to have a man take them that way. I mean, women do like men who are aggressive, okay, or forceful in a way. But you have to be very careful about what you do with a woman. With a faggot, though, faggots almost need to be fucked this way, and here's why. Because faggots are male, okay? And so even though faggots are submissive and faggots are property and they are owned, you know, they're still male. And there's some of that residual kind of male pushback that's in them that has to be broken. And the very best way, the only real way to break that faggot of that natural tendency to fight back is through what Master Rex did to Tim, okay? Taking it and using it in the most aggressive way possible, forcing it, you know, the alpha forcing his dick inside the faggot, forcing the faggot to take his load, to feel his power, is the only way to break the faggot and make it truly submit from the inside out, you know. So, I mean, I personally applaud Master Rex. I only wish he was listening to this podcast. He did what an alpha is supposed to do. And Tim, for his part, deserves a lot of credit because he was patient. He remained obedient, even though he was unhappy for a couple of weeks in this strange new environment. Kind of left out, you know. He remained loyal and patient and obedient, and he was rewarded with Master Rex's acceptance. And so that's pretty powerful. It's a great lesson. And I hope that you all will read the article itself in Tim's own words. And I think you'll see what I'm talking about. So anyway, that's all I got. I just really wanted to go into that while I was drunk. Anyway, I guess I'll let you go. All right? Take care. I love you. Bye.